Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic host, Energy poetic herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited this evening because we have a very special guest joining us this evening, all the way from Detroit City. I love it so much because we've had a few people from Detroit come onto the show. Mainly there are other people from across the globe, but it really excites me when we have someone here local that comes onto the show. And this guest is a really special guest because he's just a brother on a mission, you know, and I'm not going to really delve into his story. I'm going to let him tell you his own story. But it gives me great honor and great pleasure to welcome Mr. Dale Johns to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Let's welcome him to the show, everyone. Good evening, Dale. How are you?
How you doing, Michelle?
How are you this evening, brother?
I'm all right about yourself. It's good to hear from you again.
I'm great. It's good to hear from you as well. I have been anticipating this moment for you coming onto the show live. Just to share with the world your story and let us know who you are as a man and who you are and what mission you are on. Let's get started with the interview by letting the world know, all of our listeners that are signed into the chat room and all those that are not signed into the chat room but tuning in, I just want them to know who Dale John is as a man.
Well, Dale John is a college student. I attend Wayne County Community College for Business Administration, also for feminine acting as well as management. My hobbies are painting, drawing, TV, film, writing, and having fun and loving life. And again, being here on the show with you, Miss Michelle.
Well, you know what? Why don't you? I want to really get deep with it. Now, you have so much that you're doing, so many positive things that you're doing in your life, and let's talk about the role you had. You talked about acting just a second ago. Tell us about how you got started in acting.
Well, I've been doing it for a while, and I didn't get serious with it, you know, until later down the line. And when I got my first call back to say that you're on Detroit 187, hey, I was the happiest man alive. It was like it was my birthday. It was just like it was my birthday. Everything just came alive, opened my eyes, you know. And I'd appear on that show at least six times.
No, Detroit 187... That's the new series that they have, the new series that they have, police series that they have in Detroit, right?
That's correct. And working with Michael Imperio was a good thing because that's like every man or every woman dream come true. But just to be next to the actor himself or, you know, just to be there on the scene is just a fun experience, you know. wrapped up, shit, I must tell you, though, the new film that we got coming out soon is called Detroit Zombie, where I play the zombie. And I'm in a big fight scene, and I go ham. Oh, yeah, I'm fighting a young lady who's trying to save her own life in the film. And we're just tussling out, and we're going at it. And, you know, we're fighting, and this thing, you know, I jump from the bar across the room like David Copperfield.
Wow, that sounds like an interesting role. How many cast members are there?
They just called me back. They just called me back to finish the rest of the scenes up. Yes, they did.
Oh.
Just called me back to finish the rest of the scenes up. And then the trailer comes out on YouTube soon. I don't have an exact date, but it'll be on YouTube soon. It's called Detroit Zombie.
YouTube is bringing forth a lot of acting and discovering a lot of people on that environment. And I'm starting to find that a lot of TV programs are utilizing YouTube as a way of creating shows and miniseries and things of that nature. Do you feel like that environment will help the series that you're in as far as exposure? And
well, I do believe this, that, you know, people go to YouTube once the trailer comes out, and you go to YouTube, you type in Detroit Zombie. You just have to keep watching out for it, because this trailer is going to be a hit, and we're looking forward for everybody to come to YouTube to check the trailer out. And the movie itself will be out soon on DVD. But now, we're just trying to focus doing the rest of the scenes and putting together. And like I said, it's going to be on YouTube soon, and it's going to be called Detroit Zombie. And for everybody who's out there that's trying to get to the film industry, the best thing to do is, you know, start as an extra first and then work your way up.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, being an extra, because a lot of people don't see that as an avenue for getting into acting. A lot of people want to go immediately into these huge roles, especially those who attend acting courses. But you're saying, as advice to people who want to get into acting, start off as an extra, right?
Correct. Because you got to think about it. First of all, you know, you just can't jump into a scene, you know, just like that. You have to work your way up. It's not an easy process. And everybody out here that's in the industry is competing for the same thing that you're competing for. So you have to start somewhere. And where you have to start at, it's been an extra. Get your foot in the door first before you can jump to something major, because if you jump to something major, it's not going to work out for you.
Right, absolutely. How does a person become an extra in a film? How do you find out about those type of...
Well, first of all, you get with a legitimate agency. You know, you have a lot of agencies out here that say they're this, and they kind of find out they're scams, you know. But you got to find out which agency to get connected with, and make sure this agency has a business profile behind them. Check out who they work with and who they've been around with. Just do your homework on them, you know. Just make sure this agency is legit, that if you decide to get this agency, you know what you're getting yourself into. You don't want to get yourself out there to where, you know, you get signed with somebody, and this thing, you know, you're thinking you're doing something, and you're really not going nowhere.
Right. Is it is it expensive to get a person to represent you to find roles, or does it depend on each agency?
I would say, you know, it's not really. It's just finding the right people who can get to that point. You know, I say you start as an extra first. And once you start as an extra, get your foot in the door, then everything gets to come to you. You know, a lot of people get out there, you know, and they do extra work and say, hey, I got 15 minutes of fame, but when we watch TV, we don't see you. See? Commercial breaks.
Yeah.
break. the commercial plays a big part in that in the film industry, you know. And when you go on TV and you tell mom and dad or brother and sister to be on TV, and when it comes time you be on TV and we turn on the channel, we don't see you because of the commercial breaks. You have a certain amount of time for the film to be shot. They have a certain amount of time for the commercials to come in. And a lot of times, some of the shows will cut certain parts because they need to add the commercials into it.
Do you see yourself in the future writing, you know, yourself into roles, so to speak, locally or with, you know, people that are looking for people to act in specific roles, catering to the urban community?
Well, you know, and I see myself within the next year or so doing more major roles than I'm doing right now. Because right now, you know, I'm doing things, you know, as far as filming, TV, and I'm trying to create a new database for myself, you know, as far as, you know, getting to major roles, you know, with major roles. You know, working with people like Will Smith or Jada Pickett, Angela Bassett, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
I want to branch off to different avenues, you know, not just filming, but also script writing, you know, try to produce. But I would think I would do that in the future. Right now, I'm just trying to stay focused on the film and TV industry and, you know, make a name for myself, you know, and hopefully, like I say, other people who are trying to get to the industry too can also follow the same steps that I've been through. TV and film is not an easy thing to get into. Again,
right.
It's just competition. So you have to fight for what you believe in. And if you work hard
Absolutely.
At it, eventually you will achieve it.
Absolutely. Do you find yourself, if ever a role came to you that you weren't too particular about playing that role, and but it gave you the opportunity to, you know, again, give you that exposure and, you know, of course, make some money, is there ever a role that you would turn down at this point in your career?
Well, yeah, there's a role I would turn down. A gay scene. I would not play a gay scene. I can't do it. But a role that I would love to do, though, from the heart, and I always dream about it, and it's just not this role either, but it's one of my major roles I would love to do in the future would be, you know, a comedy scene, something like Tyler Perry, you know, a scene like that where I can just sit back and make people laugh and do different characters and combine all into one and show the world what I'm not just an actor, but I'm also an actor as well as a comedian. And, you know, you have to be versatile in this game, because if you ain't versatile, you ain't going to go nowhere.
Absolutely. It's just, you know, I hear you mention about Tyler Perry. There's been so many things, negative and good things being said about him and his career choice to take on the role of Medea. What are your thoughts on that type of role, you know, for
a man?
Well,
I'll tell you like this, Ms. Michelle, that, you know, he made it. He came a long way, you know. He was homeless on the streets, and he changed his life around and came from homeless to being where he is now. And, you know, most people can't see past 6 months, you know, let alone past 5 years. But this man changed his life around from being from where he is to actually becoming top producer, getting Grammys, nominations, and everything to go with it, and making some of the funniest TV shows ever, as well as films. So I give that man much props, much applause, because he deserved it. He worked his butt off to get it, and he got it.
Absolutely. You know, the reason why I asked you that question, because he has been getting so much flack from, you know, a lot of people who have been in the industry much longer than him. And I think it comes from a place of perhaps a little bit of envy or jealousy because of what he has done in such a short time, and it's done it so successfully. So sometimes, it comes from a place of him being in their eyes this overnight sensation or success, and you know, and he it didn't take him all the hurdles and things he, you know, in their eyes. Because I do imagine
I like
that
there
had to be a lot of things he had to be hurdles to jump over.
I tell you like this. He's one of my biggest inspirations, for one. The man made it. Two, he inspired me, you know, for us, where I'm at right now. Not only him, though, but plenty more people out there that inspire me to actually take this a little bit further. You know, watching him doing his thing, far as, you know, again, living lifestyle of, you know, I ain't never experienced it, but just seeing where he came from and how he grew into the industry, which inspires me, you know, and other people too as well.
That was going to be one of my next questions to ask you, who inspires you in the industry.
Tyler Perry. And of course, you, as the host of their shows, you know,
Thank you.
And I did have a good time with you when we did Comcast 20.
Yeah, that was a wonderful
time. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, we all, you know, did our thing, and we put it on the floor, let it be known. I enjoyed that. You know, just meet new faces and seeing new peoples, and, you know, listen to you express yourself about your books and poet. That's a big inspiration right there, you know, because I love to write poet, and, you know, I love to share my poet with peoples. I just haven't put my poet out there yet. I'm too busy focused on this here.
You know, sometimes you have to keep it in balance. On, I mean, that's a good way to do it, to, you know, take one step at a time. And I think that, you know, acting, it definitely, you know, will, you know, take up your time, especially with your, you're in school and, you know, and you're working, you know. So you, this
well, hey, somebody got to do it right.
Absolutely.
It ain't going to do it by itself, correct?
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. Now, when you get a script, how long does it, do you guys have to memorize your entire script? How does the person master remembering their script to perform?
Well, actually, the last few things that I did, we didn't use a script. You know, we went based off a director. So, you know, directors say, I want you to be more aggressive. You have to be more aggressive, you know. And he said, if he wants you to be a little bit more charming, you be a little bit more charming. It's based on what the director wants you to do and how he wants you to do it, you know. And a script, otherwise, on the other hand, a script is more like, you know, you have to memorize the script, because once you go on set, and when you go on set, that script has to be memorized in your brain. Ain't no forgetting no lines, you know. Movies and film, you know, we take takes after take after takes. Because, you know, the first shot might be good. The second shot might be better. The third shot might be even better. But they go based on the shot that they might fit that script. So what they do is they use that and they reshoot to see what scene is the best scene. And that will be the scene that they edit into the film. You know, we're going to take at least 6-7 times a day to make sure that scene is a scene they may want. This scene here might be the best scene, but this scene here might be better than this scene here. But based on the scene that you did, the director himself,
I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were finished with your thought.
Oh, no, you can go ahead. Ladies first.
when the director is directing you guys, you know, because I've never been on an actual set before, you know, hopefully one of these days I'll get to experience that. But when a director is directing you, how are they able to do you guys take it scene by scene, and there's a,
of course,
a set up on the stage or wherever you're filming?
No, you take it scene by scene. Because the reason I scene by scene, because they want to make sure when you do your part is legitimate. You ain't going to mess up. You ain't going to, you know, re-script it. It's going to be legitimate. Because when the director say action, it means action, which means when you come out and do your part, you have to know your stuff. Ain't no ands, okay, buts about it. If you don't know it, you can't be replaced.
that is so, you know, that would be, I would just be horrified if I got, you know, into a role was, you know, accepted into a role, and then because I couldn't remember my lines, I had to be replaced. That would just be a horrible situation.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You won't be replaced just right then. But the thing is, memorize a line is not easy, you know. It depends on how many lines you have and how many parts you're doing in the scene. Lines are not easy to memorize. Maybe a few lines for, you know, a beginner who just starting off, to say two or three lines. Hello, how you doing, Miss Katie? Will be easy. But the thing is,
right,
you know how to say, hello, how you doing, Miss Katie, in A terms. If you can't do it in A terms, again, you will be replaced. Because you need somebody who can act that scene out. Not nobody who can talk it out. You need to act it out. It's different between talking and acting. If you ever watch a show called Southland,
I have the pleasure of seeing it, actually. Yes.
Yeah, if you watch a show called Southland, and you see the difference between acting and acting, what they're doing is not really acting. It's more like, okay, it looks to me a little bit like a home video. You should shot a video and put everybody together and have them do a part. But that's not, to me, it's really acting. You guys, anybody else that knows about acting will tell you that don't look like acting. It looks like a little script to put together and just start recording. You don't want to make a scene that look like that, because then you won't get no attention.
Right.
What you're trying to do is catch people's eyes. Let people know that this is what you're doing. And, you know, once they see the film, they can see, okay, this guy or girl can act. I like this. And once other people see you, then they want to call you back to do some of their films. But you got to know how to put your all into it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what type of actor would you call yourself? Would you, do you like more like drama or comedic type roles, or?
It's both. It's more drama and more comedian, but it's more drama of all. But comedian comes into part two when, again, when you see the zombies movie, then you will see it's more drama. And let's say it's a fight scene, so you're going to action pack. It's more action pack into it. Again, if you remember I said before that I'm on a bar, I'm like an animal, so I'm going crazy on the bar. And then I airborne from the bar across the road. And you'd be like, wow, how did he do that? But when you see it, you're going to be like, wow, this is amazing how he just had this guy jump so fast, so he was right there before you know it. And before you turn your head back, I'm right in front of you. You're like, whoa. it's a good thing that, you know, we really enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing it. I love doing it. You know, I get a kick out of it because it's fun. It's a lot to do. But at the same time,
Now, with your new role, Detroit Zombies, is there how long is that going to run for, or do you know at this point?
Well, at this time, I really don't know, because they're still shooting right now. And like I said before, mm-hmm. They just called me back to do the rest of the scenes with them. And we'll be shooting the rest of the scenes at the end of this month. Then this month, we'll be shooting the rest of the scenes, where this part I come in and I say, I'm dead. So, when we do the other scene, now the part I'm doing this time around, which I don't know how I'll be playing the scene, but the producer already told me that he said that I'd be doing the other part where I'd be telling the person, telling the other person that I'm dead. And then again, we're going to another fight scene. And I go ham, and I try, like the first time I did the first shoot, you know, we had like raw meat with fake blood on it. And if you look at my pictures, you see fake blood coming out of my mouth and fake blood all over me.
Yeah, I saw that.
On top of my head, where I got hit in the head with the purse, gun, stick, boxes, and anything you can name. I got hit in the head with it. And then I fell backwards. And when I slipped on fake blood, you know, I slipped. That caught the director's attention. And me and the young lady, we fight in the scene, we fighting. And then she shoot me, boom, I die. So she paranoid and scared. She's trying to make her way up out the room because she don't know if I'm really dead or not. And when she finally make her way out the room, she make her way out the door. But when we did it in the basement. It was just plain ridiculous. If you'd have came in the basement, you'd be like, whoa, what the heck going on in here? It's like a master of murder up in here. We had fun doing it. I enjoy doing it. I love to do it. And I got a kick out of it because it was really fun and exciting. And just to see myself doing it, you know, it's just like, whoa, this got to be a dream.
Now, with the role, that particular role, now, would you also consider, is that considered more of a horror film, or because it has to do with zombies, or is that a mixture of a little bit of drama and a horror film?
Both a zombie and a horror film, because, you know, again, the movie is based on zombies. You know, I'm not the only zombie in the film. There's more zombies in the film too, but when the trailer comes out, I'm gonna be the main character in the film.
So
it's going down. It's going down. I'm trying to make a name for Detroit.
Trying to have things happen in the city of Detroit.
Say it again.
I say it's exciting for things like this to happen in the city of Detroit, and
we're really doing things and
changing their lives by getting into these more success, you know, roles that are being offered and opportunities that are being offered in the city of Detroit. So I really commend you on you know, being that one of the forces around, you know, changing the makeup of Detroit as far as doing what you seek to do. Yeah, that is definitely very commendable. You know, it's a lot of times where opportunities don't come to other people because they use the excuse of there are not opportunities out there, especially a lot of people in the city of Detroit. And with you being someone from Detroit.
I wouldn't say that. I would say it's just that, you know, they're not going out there to grab what they believe in. See, I'm a believer.
Right.
I'm going to grab what I believe in. I'm not going to sit around and wait till it pass me by. I'm going to go out there and grab it. Because if you really want to do it, you can do it. You can achieve it. It's not hard. You just got to work your way. It's only hard if you make it hard.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm a believer. I'm an achiever. If I believe in something and I know I can do it, I'm going to go out there and grab it. I ain't going to let it pass me by because opportunity doesn't wait for nobody. When opportunity presents itself, I'm there.
I absolutely agree with you that as I was going to continue to say is that, you know, it's only those people, you know, that I've come in contact with who speak from their mouth that there are not opportunities out there, but you are a prime example that there are opportunities for people who are looking into getting into acting. And you said one important thing is that you have to go out there as an individual. If that's something what you want to do, you have to go out there and get it. No one's going to come to your doorstep and, you know, it'd be a miracle and why to offer you a role if you wish to get into acting. You know, it's something that you truly have to, you know, really find because the opportunities are out there.
I tell you
and
like this,
one
Michelle.
Of the things that I love.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you like this. You know, if you waiting for an opportunity to come to you, you might as well go jump in the lake. because it don't work like that. You know, it's just like going for a job interview, you know. If you want a job and you really want to make money, the job is not going to come to you. You have to go out there and get that job. If you want to be a CEO, a secretary, a legal assistant, whatever you want to be in life, you have to go out there and get it. The education comes first, and then you reach your goal. It's not going to come to you if you sit down doing nothing. It don't work like that. And so people don't understand. They don't understand that, okay, if I sit down, and it'll come to me. No. In that case, if money falls in the sky, I'll be rich. But as long as I don't wait no money for the sky, I'm going to be still sitting down waiting.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You have to push forward and dig out and excavate all of that, all those opportunities that's hidden, somewhere, from your eyes, because if you don't try to keep digging and digging and digging, you won't find anything. Won't find opportunity. Yeah.
No, you
what
won't.
What are some of the opportunity
happens to some? You know, some get lucky because, you know, someone might find you and say, oh, I like this person. I'm going to bring them in.
Right.
No, only a few people that happens too. It don't happen to everybody. But
right.
If you want to achieve in life and achieve your goals and you believe this is what you want to do, I say go for it. Don't sit back and try to wait till it comes to you. Well, you can go out there and get it.
Now,
let's
briefly go back to your playing the role in Detroit 187.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that total experience that you talked about, what the experience was like, that when you do you think that having that role would afford you other opportunities on a bigger scale because you played in that TV series?
Well, of course. The reason I say yes, because I just got a call back for a 5-year engagement, which is shooting in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
But I ended up denying that role. And I have 20 more roles that comes to me, too, that I accepted it, and we worked on it in a minute. And I deny that role because of the roles that got coming to me right now. But, yeah, Detroit 187 plays a big impact, you know, because it brings other peoples, as well as producers, you know, other movies to my attention. And they ask me to be in their films. And sometimes, you know, I might say yes, sometimes I say no. But at the same time, I accept the ones that I think I can reach out to.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. Now, what is the role, the biggest role that you see yourself playing early in your career? What is the next role you want to see yourself outside of the Detroit Zombies?
Wow, that's a good question. That's funny you say that, because I had a partner not so long ago who asked me, who had told me that he was doing a movie soon, and he wanted me to be in it and play a police officer. And I said, okay, because they're working on the script right now as we speak, and they wanted to do a whole new Zombies movie called Young Teenagers. So how the shoot is going to be, where it's going to be vacant houses and only time the zombies would attack you if you go into those vacant houses and start stealing. So you go to the house and start stealing, then that's when the zombies come out and start attacking and trying to kill you. And that's another major role that I will be playing in soon. My other major role that I would love to play would be a sitcom. I see myself doing a sitcom. Something like
yeah,
this.
I see that.
Something like Will Smith, being a silly, retarded guy, going crazy, acting a fool, acting silly, just having fun, living life. I see myself doing a comedy show, just like, again, Will Smith, or someone like Will Smith. I just had like, what, three cars?
Will Smith, if you're listening out there, Give him a shout out.
What's up to anybody out there? I love y'all. And keep our dreams going. Don't give up, because it's out there. You just got to know how to go by doing it. But yeah, I see myself doing major roles. And again, like I said, I want to do comedy. And I want to do a little bit more commercials too as well. See, commercials is hard to get into because, you know, the company themselves have a certain picks of who they want to do the commercials as well. And I would love to do some commercials in the future. But just to put, you know, myself as well as them out there. And oh, by the way, Michelle, I got some T-shirts getting done right now in Detroit Zombie. So they be making right now, and I'm definitely going to give you one.
Yes, I'm definitely going to accept it and support it and let everybody know about Detroit Zombies.
You're definitely going to get one. First person to get one.
All right, I love that. Special treatment. Now, with with you saying that you want to do commercials and it's very difficult to get in those,
correct.
You don't think that with some of the connections that you have that you would be afforded those opportunities to perhaps lean on people who have been in the industry that you had an opportunity to work with to kind of help you get to that next level?
Well, I'm sure I can get in them. Just the thing is, like I say, you know, they had a certain picture of who they want to be in them. But first of all, you have to fit a certain criteria to even, you know, get on the commercials, you know. If you plan on being the number one person in the commercial, doing the show itself, and then if people's behind you, following you, it's going to be a little harder. But if you just want to be, like I say again, an extra in the commercial and follow behind the other person, then it would be easier.
Okay.
But my goal is to get the major role in the commercial.
Absolutely.
Remember the Eminem commercial
you
made? Right.
So it's a huge difference between if you want to be an extra in a commercial than somebody that's paying the major part in a commercial.
Right,
yeah,
correct.
That is much, much easier. Now, prior to you getting into acting, had you taken any acting classes?
Oh, sure I have. I took a theater, you know. I just got sucked into one of the theaters. Matter of fact, I was supposed to be in Why Good Girls Love Bad Boys.
Mm.
And the reason why I didn't get into that play, which is one of the biggest running plays in the history, and I was supposed to be in that play. And I didn't get in that play for some reason because I didn't make it to the audition. And me not making it to the audition, it kind of pushed me back. And the play started May the 8th, one of the two. And it went for about a week. And I missed the opportunity to be in that one. But I could have been in that one. I had a chance to go. But, again, it was me making it there. And I didn't make it on time. And I lost the opportunity.
Yeah. So it's very important to make sure that when opportunity knocks, that you are definitely prepared to fall in place.
Exactly, because if you miss one appointment, if somebody calls you and says, yeah, I want to have you on set right now, and you say, I can't make it, that's the opportunity you just lost. Now somebody else got your position. And once they get it, then you sit back and say, oh, myself, oh, wow, I can't believe I just missed that. And I could have been in it. I dreamed about being in this, and I missed it. Now I can't be in it. But there's plenty more opportunities out there. It's not the first one. It's not the last one. There's plenty more out there. You know, like you say, you have to prepare yourself and be ready when the time comes. The opportunity presents itself. You have to be ready to go out there and grab it.
Absolutely. So like, earlier in the show, you said that the only one of the roles that you would not take is playing a gay role.
Oh, no, no. Now, that's not going down. That's not going down. And
but,
reason
you know,
the reason I say that is because you have to understand because people who see you playing a gay role on TV, you know, they would take that and run with it. You know, people would betray you and say, oh, you're playing a gay role. They see you in person. You know, you're really cut. It's not like that, you know.
Well, would you think that mature people would see it as acting rather than trying to stereotype, put you into this box
Oh, no. So you got to think about it. You got to say one thing. TV will portray you one thing. People on the outside will portray you the second thing. And then if people see you doing that, then they'll look at you like, okay. But see, TV makes it look so real, like you really kissing a person or like you really kissing a person. But it's not like that. I can stand 5 feet from you, and TV can draw me in to make it like I'm touching and kissing you. I don't want to be betrayed as that type of character.
Okay.
I can't see myself doing that.
I understand your decision, because sometimes, yeah, people do put you in a box, and the way they see things might not be what they actually are looking at.
Right, exactly.
They turn it into something.
That's why I couldn't play the role. Even if the role came to me and offered me the role, I couldn't do it because it's not my cup of tea and I can't see myself playing that role. Even if I was getting paid a lot of money for it, I couldn't play that role because it's not my character. Once a person sees you play that character, then they run with that. And then they see you like that, they run with it. And then when they run with it, now everybody in the world knows that, oh, this person will play the gay role. Is he really gay?
Right.
You know, and I don't want to be betrayed like that or be characterized like that. So I don't even bother to get better roles.
I want to go back for a second. Let's put a dollar amount on that. You said there's no amount of money that can get you to play that type of role. Now, I'm not trying to advocate that you play this type of role, but I'm just kind of looking into reality because, you know, a lot of people start off in a certain place, and once the money comes before them, there's a way to kind of make you bend on the rules a little bit, and you'll find yourself in the role, very role that you say you wouldn't be in.
We
so
get
I'm
to understand one thing, though. A lot of these people out here will basically jump for anything. You know, I ain't going to jump for anything because, you know, it sounds good. You got to think about how you're portraying yourself when you accept these roles. How it's going to make you look. How it's going to characterize you. How it's going to, you know, affect your life. These are the things you have to look at. It's not about the money. It's about how the role is going to affect your life. Now, people's know, if you ever watch gay scenes on TV and people's playing gay scenes, and you're like, ugh. You know, your tongue kissing and lipping and everything, connecting and locking and all that stuff there. That's not a good, pretty sight to see. You know, a lot of people who do it, that it's actually gay, you know, that I see.
Right.
Some's not gay, but a lot of people are gay that do it. They enjoy doing that. But that's not my cup of tea. I can't see myself kissing another man on TV and my wife sitting here looking at it. No. Oh, you kissed a man on TV. You expect to kiss me. That's not happening. No. No. I can't see myself doing that.
You know, I respect your decision because, you know, I just asked that question because, you know, you just never know until you're actually put in that position and you actually see the hard, cold cash in front of you. But, you know, I see that you're making your own stand and, you know, starting off in the beginning of your career, you know, just saying that you will not take certain roles.
A lot of actors out there who have roles like this have turned it down too, because again, what I just said, you know, it's what they're going through. They can't see themselves being characterized because you kissed a man on TV. You know, a lot of actors that had gotten these roles turned them down. And I'm one of those guys who turned it down too, you know, but I ain't received one yet, but it had to come my way because I'm turning it down. I can't see again. That right there leaves a mark on you, whether you know it or not. It leaves a mark on you. It leaves a big impact on you. But just imagine, your kids at home, they see daddy on TV. Oh, daddy kissed the man. That's not my daddy. I don't want my kids to think on like that.
Right, absolutely. So I understand that position because a lot of people are not able to detach reality from acting. So, you know, I understand that position. You know, you just never know. And so, yeah, but I understand your position. Not trying to advocate that or anything
drama,
like that.
Comedy, you know, fiction, nonfiction. I like everything. I just can't do the KC.
Right. I understand that. Now, in your acting career, have you ever did any, like, stand-up comedy? Because I keep hearing you say comedy. Acting, comedic acting.
Well, actually, I used to do comedy back in the day, on stage, live on stage, and I kind of moved back from that. Because I first started off, as a rapper. I was doing music, rapping, and that's one of my passions too, you know. And I started doing that, rapping, doing local scenes and local clubs, avenues. And then I realized what my passion was, and my passion was TV and film. So I pushed the music behind me, and I started to focus on my acting career. And that's when I got my start. When I got my start, and I seen myself doing things that I probably never would imagine doing it. If you, I'll tell you like this. When I was young, as a kid, child, I always dreamed about being on TV with certain peoples. I said, ooh, I would love to be on TV with this person, this person, this person. But guess what? I got older. All my dreams came true. But it wasn't the people that I wanted to be on TV with. It was other peoples that I was standing next to on TV, and my dreams came true. And this is what I want to share with the world, as well as my kids, when they come up to age, I can say, well, look here, daddy was on TV, daddy did this, daddy did that, daddy achieving. Daddy was not here running around with the feathers. Daddy's in school, working, doing movies and TV and film, all that good stuff. Daddy's achiever. And I want my kids, you know, to look at daddy as a, Bobby said, as a, big achiever, you know. I don't want my kids to be out there lost in the sauce or trying to find their way back home.
Right.
Because if I can be there to teach them, I'm going to teach them. If they want to follow daddy's footsteps as far as being in TV and films, okay, good. But first of all, you have to get those books. Books come first. And then I can show you the way of how to go about doing it the right way, legitimate.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. You know, a lot of people make decisions and do things in their life without considering their children and how their life will affect, you know, the things that they're doing in their life, how it will affect their children. So, I love what you're saying about, you know, you want to make sure that you set the example for your children, especially if they want to follow in your footsteps as far as the acting career goes. I think it's very important.
Yes, you know, the best teacher, I learned a long time ago, the best teacher is self. You have to teach yourself before you can go any further. You can, I'm going to teach my young one when I can't teach myself. So I'll be going backwards. This is like saying, daddy, how do you go by doing this? And by me knowing this, I can be able to show you. But if you say, daddy, how do you do this? And I don't know, I can't tell you. Why? Because daddy ain't learned that.
Dale, what do you see your acting career within the next 5 years or so? What do you see yourself?
5 years or so? I see myself traveling. I see myself doing, major roles. I see myself doing big things, you know. Right now, I'm at a stumping ground right now as far as, you know, I'm still coming up in the game. I'm still doing it, you know. I'm getting my feet still wet. But I see myself doing more than what I'm doing right now and achieving all my goals that I believe in achieving. Again, that's finishing school, you know, and being more active in the film industry as well, and just living life and having fun.
What would you say to a person who wants to get into acting as you are right now if their biggest thing is fear? Because a lot of people, they want to do a lot of things in their life, but they can't get over the initial bump of being fearful of just getting out there. How would you encourage that person to get past that hurdle of being afraid to just step out there?
Well, first of all, you can't be fearless, because if you want to get into acting or TV film industry, you can't be camera shy. Camera's your best friend. You have to know how. If you walk in the streets every day and talk to people every day and look at people in the eyes, you're doing the same thing with the camera on different issues. You're not looking at the camera directly in the eye. You're looking off the camera. It's like you're looking in the camera, but you're looking off the camera. So, I mean, if you can walk around every day and you can talk to people and be outside around 1,000 people every day, you should have no reason to be in camera shy. But if you thinking about getting into the industry, again, I would say the first thing you should start doing is trying to get you to the agent. Start off as an actor first. Get your foot wet. And once you get your foot wet, other doors will open for you. But you have to start somewhere first. And that is an extra. Get your foot wet. And once your foot gets wet, then you can branch off into other things, into the industry.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah, everybody want to get a speaking part. But in order to get a speaking part, you have to get your foot wet first. You know, a lot of actors who's in the industry right now, either start off as extras or background actors or stand-ins. But they have to get their feet wet first in order to get where they're at now. And this is
absolutely
what you got to do. Get your feet wet. And then you can branch off. Once your feet get wet and it's in the door, then you can branch off and move up to bigger and better things within the industry.
All right. That was awesome too, you know, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, people listen to the archives a lot, and they, you know, there are people out there that are seeking to get into the same career path that you're in, and by listening to what you just said, becoming an
just funny though, because I was sitting there one day, I was online, and I was looking at certain pages online, right, and how people would say, well, I want to be in the next film, but can you please call me back? You don't want to bag them. You don't want
right.
to say please or bag them. Because you bag
right.
them, they're not going to respond.
Right.
What you have to do is find your agent that's going to be willing to work with you. That's going to open the door for you. And once you find that agent will do your booking. They will bring you on set. And they will tell you how to go about doing things. You don't want to ban nobody to come on a set because you know your response. You don't want to post letters on their sites and talk about some, well, I did this and I did that, and I would love to be in your film. You don't want to do that because they're not going to respond.
Yeah, you don't want to become a pessimistic person constantly.
Exactly.
I do understand that. Well, but we have 5 more minutes remaining in the show. And it's just been such a great pleasure talking with you and learning more about your journey. What more do you want our listeners to know about Dale John and the things that you're doing?
Well, I can tell you this. Keep looking out for Dale John. Go to my Facebook page, Dale John, where you will see me and Kevin Hooks. Or you can go to Michelle page and you see the zombies picture, the top of that picture. Go to my page. If you want to know more about me, You can reach me at odell.johnson54@yahoo.com. That's my email address. And I'm here to answer any questions that you wanted to ask. And if you need to know something or how to go about doing something, I'm here to help you.
All right. And one last thing, what are some of is there anything more that you want our listeners to know about or to watch out for as far as Detroit Zombies and reoccurring roles on Detroit 187?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys would like to, you can go to episode 2 and episode 9, episode 5, Detroit 87. Again, Detroit Zombie will be on YouTube soon. I can't give you the exact date. It will be on YouTube soon, so just keep checking YouTube and keep putting up Detroit Zombie. If you don't see it then, it's not posted, but keep pulling it up, and it eventually will be posted. And watch out for the t-shirts called Detroit Zombie. Those coming out soon, and you definitely got one.
All right.
Watch out for other films and other TV series that's coming out, because you're going to see me in those too, eventually.
All right. It has been such an honor having you on the show, Mr.
Dale
John.
It's my pleasure being on the show.
And we are definitely going to be looking out for you on Detroit Zombies real soon. It's going to be featured on YouTube channel, and we will watch out for those specific dates and times. We will hope to see you again on Reoccurring Worlds on Detroit 187. Depends on the fate, I guess, of that show. But we're hoping that they stick around and continue to get better and better with time. But it's been just a pleasure and an honor having you on the show. Again, I love having people who actually are from the local area coming onto the show. Because
it's a pleasure for having me on this show and sharing my experience with you and the rest of the world.
Yeah,
and I
definitely want you to come.
I love this.
I definitely
Watch
want you to come
y'all.
Back and share with us.
My mom out there, she's a big supporter.
All right.
My mother, she's a big supporter. My lady's a big supporter. I got a newborn on the way.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I can't wait to have, when it's for a long time, this is like a big birthday present from out of heaven. Wayne County, everybody in Galenas, everybody downtown, and to all everybody out there listening to the radio show, I love y'all.
All right, you heard it from Dale John. He loves you guys, and we certainly love you back, Dale. And definitely continue to watch out for Dale John. His Facebook page is Dale John. Facebook.com, Dale John. And again, tell them very quickly before time runs out your email address.
The email address is odell.johnson54@yahoo.com. Again, it's odell.johnson54@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you all that tuned in to the show and also that signed into the chat room. We so appreciate your presence here at the On the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And all those that listened in but didn't sign into the chat room, we so appreciate you as well. We again thank our very special featured guest all the way from Detroit, Mr. Dale John, for coming on to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, sharing with us his journey in acting. So we wish him much continued success in the future. And we would just like to say God bless, good night, and to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day this weekend. Be safe and be happy. Good night, Mr. John.
Good night, Michelle. Oh,
up, right?